Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report. I am Charles Firth and with me today is Dominic Knight.
Hello.
And for the first time ever on The Chaser Report, Heath Franklin.
Yes, g'day. How's it going?
Very well.
Heath, I can see you got a show coming up in the new year. It's called Out of Character and it looks as though you're not doing Chopper. Why the fuck would you not do? Chopper is so funny. I love Chopper. We're watching you do it for like decades.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think next year is coming up on 18 years of me doing Chopper. Yeah, so like a lot of 18-year-olds, I'm taking a year off to discover myself, find out who I am. But there's also, I mean, I've also, you know, been parenting for the last decade and living a very un-Chopper life. So, yeah, there's just some stuff I need to get off my chest that Chopper can't necessarily say. You know, you can't have Chopper being like, oh, kids, they're bloody miracles, but geez, they drive you crazy, don't they? So, yeah.
Light observational Chopper.
Yeah.
I'd actually quite like to see that.
I think I want to see that show, actually. Yeah, well, but that's probably a thought for another time. It's not at the Little Palais at the Perth Cultural Centre, by the way, 3rd to the 12th of February, except for the 6th. He's not doing the Monday, but other than that, get on it. Right. So, yeah, I can imagine that that would be a bit awkward. There are some observations. You can't probably talk about human rights or the war in Ukraine as Chopper, can you?
No, not necessarily. I have to admit, like, I'm a lefty, centre-lefty kind of dude, you know, an ageing lefty, I think is the appropriate terminology for it.
None of those on this podcast.
You're unique. Yeah. I don't know what you kids are up to, but I guess I support it, that kind of thing. But, yeah, I mean, I've managed to sneak a few of those over the line with Chopper, but, yeah, there's not everything you can talk about, you know.
So wait a minute. If you've been doing it for 18 years, that must have been – there was overlap between him being alive and you taking the piss out of him.
Oh, yeah, there was an uncomfortable amount of overlap.
Yeah. And so did you ever meet him?
Yeah, yeah. It was underwhelming. Do you remember that amazing publication, Zoo Magazine?
Yeah. Oh, don't we know it? One of our best writers was editor of it for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So they'd made the snappy transition from from softcore porn to... boating injuries.
Actually, it was the other way around. He wrote for The Chaser and then decided that his career was going nowhere and went to Zoo Magazine.
Decided he wasn't using the word Norgs often enough.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's right. He wanted to upgrade the quality of his content output.
Anyway, so Zoo Magazine got us together for a photo shoot and it was powerfully awkward. You know, I was asking him questions and he was giving me one-word answers. He was trying to be the alpha dog, like just... You know, what have you been up to?
But how can you be the alpha dog over the fictional version of yourself?
It's well, like, yeah, I mean, that's
if your Chopper's the alpha, then he's still the alpha, isn't he?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the fact that, like, you know, if you could lick your thumb and rub my tattoos off, you can do that. But with him, you know, he'd probably just murder you. Anyway, I didn't get it. I was kind of like, you know. But it's sort of this weird thing where it was like doing an impersonation of the headmaster at school and then everyone going quiet and then you turn around and they're behind you and you're like, oh.
but also, if the headmaster at school was known for murdering people.
Yeah, had built a career out of murdering people and bragging about it. But, yeah, it was incredibly awkward. And then they were like, here you go, Mark, you can put on one of these white singlets. And he was like, no, not doing that. And there were moments during the photo shoot where he had me at a headlock and I was like, this is just...
Oh, yeah, because he could have just snapped your neck.
I mean, it was very public, but, you know.
No,
and you can just imagine him thinking, well, he's a lot of his murders. I'm gonna chew off the ear and make it a more closer resemblance.
Well, yeah, he was always like, oh, you got to cut your ears off, mate. If you're going to do a proper job, cut the ears off. I was like, that just means I'm going to spend the rest of my life doing it because I've got no options now. I've got to put sunglasses on and they fall off my head and I'm like, that's right, I'm Chopper forever.
I mean, you hear a lot about people getting, you know, kind of caught in a character for a very, very long time. I know Steve Coogan and Alan Partridge had spent a little bit of a love-hate over the years. But I don't think anyone else has been caught in quite as unpleasant a character as Chopper. And a real character. I mean, I remember seeing you doing it in that first show that was like the best of the reviews at the Melbourne Comedy Festival many, many years ago.
Oh, good heavens.
And you were just out of, was it Macquarie Uni Review you'd started doing it?
Yeah, that's right. good old Club Mac, the Dremac comedy reviews, yeah.
Because it was the best thing in the show then. Like, it was just this most amazing thing, and so I'm not surprised.
But did you know that you were locking yourself in for another 18 years?
No. I could just imagine going back in time and finding, 22-year-old me and be like, you're going to spend most of your life on aeroplanes with a little mustache in a box that's more important than anything else you own. that's
just... And a texter, presumably.
Yeah, and texters. Everyone's always like, oh, why don't you just buy tattoo sleeves? It's like, oh, you can't replace tattoo sleeves at a 7-Eleven with 5 minutes to go before the show. True. That's the mustache in the box is my millstone around my neck. So.
And sometimes audiences sort of suspend disbelief too much and actually end up thinking that the character is the person. Did that ever happen to you?
Yeah, some people seem to really want that to be the case. Like, a lot of people get it, you know, and it's weird. I always come out after shows to meet people, and some of them will speak to Heath, and other people will just be like, nah, like big dudes with tattoos, and, they're like, where's Chopper? Oh, here he is, I'm talking to him. And you get that sort of weird, giggly schoolgirl, like, fanboy thing out of them.
From these hard cases.
Oh, I'm speaking to Chopper, oh, that's real. And, some people just, straight up don't get it. But, heaps of people fortunately do.
And so have you ever felt your life in danger?
No, not really. I mean, because I feel like I'm on the right side of it. Like, I had a whole bunch of bikies come to the show in Adelaide, and they were just so lovely.
And they loved it, yeah.
Yeah, they were like, oh, good on you, Chopper, you legend.
You could become a Green Senator.
Yeah, exactly. That not quite support. Close enough a relationship, but yeah.
So before you did Chopper, we had a bit of an incident, actually.
Yes.
We were doing this late night show on Triple M that we used to do, our first ever paying gig. We were getting, $5 a show each or something.
No, it was like $160 a show, which we split five ways,
that's right.
it was about slightly half of what a breakfast time gets,
and we were doing broadcasting like late at night. It was probably, I think it was 10 till midnight or something on a weeknight. And we were only going to Sydney. And we were only, because this is the point of the show. The whole point of the anecdote is that we were only going to Sydney. So we thought it would be safe to make fun of Chopper.
Yeah.
And he just put out this book called Hooky the Cripple.
Yeah, his kid's book.
Mm. Yeah, which he'd Adam Cullen, the artist, had illustrated, and it was quite out there. And so we were just basically being dicks about Chopper for about 5 minutes or so, and then the phone rings in the studio, and g'day, it's Chopper.
was it g'day, it's Chopper, or was it?
It's Chopper.
It's Chopper.
He did sound the thing that made me think it was the real Chopper, because I mean, I was the person who'd been kind of driving the conversation, and my heart, my life kind of passed before my eyes in that moment. But then he went, "Don't worry, I won't kill yous." And I thought that's probably the real guy. It may not have been, but it sounded like he was calling from a pub as well.
Yeah, that sounds like him. I heard,
and it was quite deadpan. Like, it wasn't, if it was some larrikin, it would have been probably playing along. But the guy sounded, he did sound very, very kind of out of it.
But my recollection of it is that he did sort of, it was this thing where he joked along for a little while and then he'd just go completely ice cold on you and start threatening you. And you go, oh, come on, like, we're just joking. But he wouldn't let up. Like, he'd go, no, that you went too far then. Like, I'm going to hunt you down now. And it was like, this is psycho. And then you go, oh, yeah, it's Chopper, yeah.
Yeah, and I think, like, obviously that's one thing that's in the movie that comes across is he'd be like, yeah, g'day, how's it going? We're friends, aren't we? I'm going to get you. You've screwed me. And then just flip back again and be very polite and then just be, dark and cold. You're like, oh, man.
It's almost like a life of killing people and being in and out of maximum security doesn't do good things to your head.
Oh, yeah, and then when you hear about his childhood, like, his mum tricked him into going to a mental asylum to get electroshock therapy when he was 14 or something. She sent him out to get milk or something like that and just tricked him into going to this place and they held him down and zapped him, and he came home and he was very miffed with his mum. So, yeah, I don't think that's how you breed a well-rounded person.
It's lucky you're not a character actor who, has to inhabit the character permanently and, like, just ask everyone to call you Chopper in the rest of your life. But tell us about the show, because how do you, when you've got this character, how do you decide what else you do? I think I've seen you do straight stand-up before and kill it, by the way, but this is a full hour of not Chopper. What are you going
to
do?
I've got most of it written, to be honest, which is pretty good. But, I don't know, just all the funny stuff that just wouldn't sound right coming out of Chopper. It's kind of hard to explain. Okay, this is the best I can come to for the moment. I was in Melbourne doing shows for The Fringe, just sort of getting it up and going and testing it out. And there's a shop in Melbourne that used to be called Just Gyoza's.
Right, and what did they sell?
Just Gyoza's.
Right. Oh, right.
Yeah. It's right there on the packet. And then recently they've updated the name of their restaurant to Just Gyoza's and More.
Oh, no.
Just Jeans had the same problem. I mean, you went in there thinking, okay, I really want to focus on my their shirts. It's bullshit.
Yeah. So that's I kind of feel so I feel like Chopper's Gyoza's and Heath Franklin is Just Gyoza's and More.
If you know what I mean.
If you like Gyoza's, there's been 18 years of them, and now I don't know, there's a salad or something as well. I've really undersold that. I'm so bad at selling
Heath Franklin as the salad.
Like,
well, I'll be rushing out and buying.
Yeah. It's like the coleslaw you push aside when you get Gyoza's from Just Gyoza's. That's what the new show's like. No, it's It's always this bit where people are like,
so there's a bit of Chopper material as well as light observational parenting advice. Is that the sort of show that you're marketing here? Or
yeah, I guess. I mean, once again, I'm doing a terrible job selling it. But, like, yes.
There we go. Yeah, right.
Everyone's always like, what can we expect from your show? And you're like, oh, I can give you the setups or I can give you the setups and then the punchlines, but that's giving it away. But, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
None of the medical advice contained in the Chaser Report should legally be considered medical advice. The Chaser Report.
What did you do during the pandemic when you couldn't actually do live stuff? Were you stuffed?
No, that's when I started making Chopper videos. I went out and I figured out how to set up a green screen at my place and started doing some, you know, travel band videos and stuff like that and all sorts of different Chopper stuff. And that was brutal because after, you know, TV, kind of working with a crew or whatever, and you know when stuff's funny because people are laughing.
Mm.
Stand up, you know, when things are going well because everyone's laughing. But then with the internet, you put something out there and you've just got the comments.
Yes.
And when your mental health's already a bit ropey, you go through the comments. Oofed. So, yeah, that's what I did during the pandemic because I tried not to read the comments on my videos, basically.
But they went very well, didn't they?
Yeah, some of them. Well, I did a Bunnings ad about, you know, that Karen that went in there and went crazy and it went pretty well and that was all right. And I've kind of upskilled a fair bit as well in terms of learning how to edit and green screen.
Are you on the TikTok?
I've been thinking about it. It kind of looks like fun. I mean, I've got this weird thing. I was saying the other day, I film in landscape because I'm one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Old school dinosaurs who recognise the fact that our eyes have been placed next to each other laterally because our life occurs that way.
Mm.
But, yeah, there's something about turning your phone side on and not bothering about costumes or production values or anything.
Or comedy.
Or comedy, you know. Instead of dressing up like a cat.
Just do a dance. Isn't that all you need to do? You just need some sort of dance to an existing piece of music.
No, my understanding of TikTok is you just say something terribly misogynistic about women and then you get followed by everyone. You become the Andrew Tate of TikTok.
You can do whatever you like in TikTok. It's great. You can just sit behind your car steering wheel and rant about something. Yes. You can steal someone else's TikTok and then get more famous. And it's just.
We sound like old codgers. in my day, we had production values.
Back in my day,
somebody tell those children that their phones rotate to landscape mode as well? They can watch just as easily.
Nothing. This is my old school hill to die on. You know when people are trying to film something that's naturally happening in landscape, like a car driving past, and they're filming it in portrait, and you're like,
yes,
I'm watching quite a lot of tennis videos at the moment, right? I love watching tennis on YouTube because I've been trying to get back into tennis, and it keeps showing me all these shorts that are in portrait, and you can't watch tennis. You can't actually see the tennis court. It's ridiculous. It just scrolls backwards and forwards.
Just the umpire and the net.
I'm happy to die with you on that hill of middle-aged irritation at portrait.
But apparently the only way you can sell tickets to shows now is on if you go on TikTok. But that's apparently where all the people who buy tickets to things are.
Yeah, well, I've turned up to the Comedy Store to do, you know, gigs with me and the old grizzled stand-ups before. And there's some show that's on before us that's sold out three times over for someone called, like, Gary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they've, like, people are queuing up around the block for autographs. I'm like, how can I have never heard of Gary? And he's doing better than I am. TikTok is the answer, apparently. He's quite happy to film in portrait mode. Filthy amoral.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's sort of the Hitler of, of comedy.
Yeah, we're going to break some rules.
Well, that said, I would like to hear Chopper's version of TikTok.
What Chopper?
I think he'd have some TikTok. I think he'd have some.
Yes, because a lot of them are how-to videos, aren't they?
Oh, the TikTok ones?
Yeah, like they're usually like how to chop up, you know, onion properly or whatever. You could do how to chop up an ear properly. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I have to, my favourite sort of TikToks, because, you know, the good ones make it through. I love developing countries doing things with excavators. You know, like the countries that don't have much occupational health and safety.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, we're going to drive this 36-ton excavator onto a dinghy. And you're like, all right.
Yeah, because there's real jeopardy there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes they pull it off. And you're like, all right. Yeah, good on you guys, yeah. Or Americans wearing black gloves trying to put more cheese in a recipe that's already mostly cheese. That's a TikTok as well.
What?
Yeah, they just get a hamburger and then a syringe and they just pump it full of cheese. It's bloated and crying and Jesus. And then they deep fry that in some cheese and you're like, oh my God, good on you, America.
You know that TikTok serves you content that it thinks you will like.
Yeah, that's the scary bit. Because after the Olympics, I got into skateboarding on Instagram.
Oh, yes, because they
was so good at the Olympics, wasn't it? It was incredibly entertaining.
Oh, yeah, the skateboarding, the BMX was the best thing. So I got into it. And, like, there's something about these bendy young 20-year-olds that throw themselves down a flight of stairs 40 times in a row and absolutely eat it. And then the glee of time number 41 where they just nail it and skate off and all their friends are cheering. It's like, all right, this will help me get through the pandemic. But then I got burnt through too much of it. And I got to the point where it was just offering me, like, four-year-old girls trying to do backflips on BMX bikes.
And
I was
breaking their necks.
Yeah, yeah. I was just like, ah. I think I've run out of Instagram, damn it.
You got to the end of reels.
Yeah, I clocked it.
So are you doing any – are you working at all before the end of the year or are you just literally focusing on February? Like, is that the next time you actually do any work?
No, I got heaps of chopper gigs coming up.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, yeah, doing some Far North Queensland shows, doing the Sunshine Coast Comedy Festival, got a gig coming up in Newcastle. So, yeah.
Oh, okay,
I'm kind of flipping back and forth between the two.
It's basically, you don't need us to plug those. Those are sell themselves because they're chopper. But the one in February, which is something else, that's the one to...
Yeah, get behind it, Perth.
Yeah.
Take the lid off and give it a good long sniff. See if it's good.
Okay. The things he can't say as chopper... Okay, parenting advice.
It's not advice as much as frustration.
I mean, those are the thoughts that occupy 90% of my brain on any given day. So
how old
I'm on board.
Oh, I've got an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old.
Oh, I'm so sorry for you.
Yeah. I had a mate ages ago and he had a baby and I had a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old. He was like, it gets easier, doesn't it? I was just like, nah. There's a sweet, I had like a 12-month period where they do what you tell them to and then they start doing what you do and you're like, oh. You say things like, we don't shout in this house. And then he'll be like, yeah, you do though. And you're like, oh.
All right, Heath, well, all the best with being you. And if it doesn't work out, look, there's plenty of juice in the old chopper lemon yet, I'm sure.
In my defense, I've spent a lot of my life being me. Anyway.
How much of your life have you spent being you?
Like easily most of it.
Yeah,
you reckon? I reckon with the exception of maybe 1 or 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
Every now and then for a while. I have to admit, when I first started doing chopper live, like full on 2007, I remember my mum once told me that if you start dreaming in the language that you're learning, it means you're getting close to mastering it. And I started having chopper dreams.
Oh, wow.
I was just wandering around and be like, what's this going on? Oh, buddy, give some lunch. There we go. There's a door. Oh, it's got my dad behind it. Oh, look, the phone's a salmon. You know, like, yeah, it was...
It comes too easily.
Alarming, yeah.
Wow. And did you start randomly murdering people as well?
Yeah, it was this whole like Fight Club thing where I'd wake up with blood on my hands and I would have achieved a lot, obviously, but, you know, no memory of it and can't take the credit, so.
Is that who was behind the Melbourne Gangland War?
Sleepy Heath.
Yeah, exactly. Solved.
Me and my boxer shorts and a t-shirt saying things like, if you don't move, I will bloody shoot you. And yeah.
I can't believe we've just turned into a true crime podcast. We've solved our first crime.
Yep, yep. It's the new Underbelly series sold right there.
Underbelly narcolepsy.
Our gear is from Rode and we are part of the Acast Creator Network. Catch you tomorrow.
Thanks for having me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.